Proclamation number 5291 dated the January 8, 1952. Last judgment. Prior wake-up call. I will always warn humanity of an impending judgment, to offer people the opportunity to prepare themselves. The judgment nevertheless comes suddenly and unexpectedly. Suddenly, because I will never announce the time, and so it comes suddenly and unexpected even for the faithful, because people always relegate a judgment to the future and never expect a speedy fulfillment of the predictions. For everything conveyed to people from the spiritual kingdom requires utter faith which, however, is rarely mustered by people. Only few will not doubt when I announce a forthcoming judgment through seers and prophets, but these few are unable to convince their fellow human beings and will therefore always be few and far between until the event has occurred. The signs and predictions of a colossal judgment will accumulate during the last days. It will be announced again through seers and prophets on my behalf. Various signs will make a final judgment credible. Contacts will be established from heaven to earth for the purpose of alerting people, for I do not want them to rush headlong into disaster. Yet people will not believe me. And thus they do nothing to improve the state of their soul. They do not live taking the end and their physical death into account but reject everything that could remind them of it. And yet the judgment will come. The day will come without fail when judgment will take place of the living and the dead, of the believers and of the unbelievers, who are spiritually completely dead and therefore cannot expect to go on living. I speak often and clearly enough to people, but I always have to do so through a human mouth, through natural events or other natural signs, so as not to render people's faith, will and actions unfree. It would certainly be easy for me to speak to them from above, to instill fear and terror in them, in order to effect their change. Yet it would not benefit their progress. I would achieve nothing else but an enforced faith in me and my might which, however, would not result in love but in fear of me and could never enable you humans to become perfect. And yet I constantly speak to you and remind you of the impending time, of the end of this earth and the last judgment. Anyone who believes it and lives accordingly is blessed, and he can expect the last day without fear. But woe to those who do not believe, who turn a deaf ear to my admonitions and warnings, who do not want to hear because they love earthly life and therefore will lose it for an endless time. My final wake-up call before the end will reach everywhere. Do not close your ears to this last warning, for then there will not be much time left, for what I have proclaimed through seers and prophets will fulfill itself, and everything will come to pass as you are told through word and scripture. Amen.